Hi, I'm Steve Priestley from Magic 105.4, and Wildside is back. It's your indispensable guide to everything new, fun and exciting at ZSL London Zoo, and this month we want you to join us for a big celebration. Not only will you get the chance to meet the monkeys, but also we'll be taking you to our lion enclosure, which has some brand new, very special residents. So sit back and get ready, because this is Wildside.
Climb, tunnel, splash and touch with 20 different animal species at Animal Adventure, the latest family attraction at ZSL London Zoo. Interactive, exciting and fun. Don't miss Animal Adventure at ZSL London Zoo, a charity devoted to animal conservation. Book online for fast track entry at zsl.org.
Welcome back to Wildside. Meet the Monkeys is the revolutionary enclosure that lets you observe these amazing animals in their natural habitat. It's an open-air walk-through area designed and developed to mimic the forests of Bolivia, with plants specifically chosen for their scent and fruits to provide enrichment for the animals. It's an inspiration for adults and children alike, and lets visitors feel like they're on a real safari in the centre of London. We went behind the scenes to find out more.
Hi, my name's Nikki. I'm one of the keepers here on Mammal South, which means I look after lots of the primates here at London Zoo, as well as the bearded pigs and the camels and some of the other animals that we have. Yeah, at the moment we've got, 11 and a half squirrel monkeys in our enclosure because we've got a baby one in there, and that was actually born in May this year. So far they're all doing really well together. They're quite interesting monkeys to stand and watch. There's a lot of interaction between the group members, and although they do spend quite a bit of their time inside, they have got access outside, so they can be above the public or around the public at all times, so everyone can get a nice good view. Okay, well, first of all, you're going to notice that there's loads of plants and lots of trees and lots of foliage in there, and that's because we've tried to make the environment as natural as possible for the squirrel monkeys. They live in the rainforest and it's normally quite multidimensional, and so we've got lots of things growing at low levels and up at high levels as well. You'll see lots of ropes which are up above the pathways, which is where the monkeys spend most of their time. You'll see them spending quite a lot of their time turning over leaves, looking for insects, as well as picking up bits of food that we've left in there for them. But about 80% of their diet in the wild is made up of insects, and therefore they'll spend up to half of their day foraging and just trying to find little things that they can eat. Well, probably the most interesting thing is just to learn how the monkeys react in an environment where the people are sort of quite close to them, so there's no barriers at all, and they can see the monkeys are completely free to go wherever they want to within that enclosure. Obviously, they can't escape from that enclosure, but, you know, they can go sort of wherever they want, and if they choose to be on show and be near the public, then they do, and if they choose to go and hide, then, again, that's their choice. It's quite interesting to watch the group interacting together. They're all girls in there at the moment, and so you'll see lots of bonding and some grooming going on between the females as they sort of assert their dominance and work out who's in charge.
Get wild and get closer than ever before at Gorilla Kingdom at ZSL London Zoo. It's your chance to see these amazing creatures in a natural, green, lush environment and learn all about how they live in the wild. Transport yourself to Africa at Gorilla Kingdom at ZSL London Zoo, a charity devoted to animal conservation. Book online for fast track entry at zsl.org.
They're the new main attraction, and on June the 8th, for the first time in 10 years, two Asian lion cubs were born at ZSL London Zoo. Parents Abby and Lucifer are helping the as-yet unnamed cubs settle in nicely, and they're already developing their own personalities. Lioness Abby was the last cub to be born at the zoo in 1999, and the new mother has taken quite a shine to her playful pair. But we're particularly pleased, as the birth represents a big step in the zoo's important conservation work, so we went to find out more.
My name's Paul Kybert. I'm second in charge of the Mammal South Department, and I look after a variety of the bigger mammals like the cats and the hippos and the camels and the monkeys and the apes. The lion cubs, they were born on the 8th of June. We have a boy and a girl, and so they're about 11 weeks old at the moment. They're now outside with their mum full-time, and during the day, Dad joins them as well. And when Mum calms down a little bit with him, we'll leave them together 24 hours a day. But they're doing really well. They're very bold, the female in particular, she's a little rascal. But yeah, they're playing together constantly, and when they're not playing with each other, they're playing with their mum, who's often trying to sleep. But yes, just like any other youngster, really, lots of energy, just want to play all the time. So the first litter we've had since 1999, of which Abby, the mum, was one of those cubs 10 years ago. Originally, when the cubs were first born, we had to be very careful around the mum and the cubs because, you know, she's very protective over them. But now that the cubs are bolder and they're moving around a lot and they're going outside, we're nearly back to normal. But at the moment, it's a case of having to just chuck in the food for Abby, you know, inside one of the dens, bring her in, and normally where she would just run in for her food, she's now got to wait for the cubs and call them over, and they're still playing sometimes. So, but just the general bringing them in for their food, going and maintaining their paddock, and then hoping they will go outside again. And then once Abby and the cubs are settled again outside after their enclosure's done, it's the male Lucifer is then let into the main enclosure from his area. A lion trait is that they live in prides. I mean, Asian lions only live in little prides, like 2, 3, 4 sometimes, and sometimes just solitary anyway. But a trait of lions is that the group is made up of related females, and then you have a male that comes in, breeds, and after a year or two or something like that, he's replaced by another male. And if a new male joins a pride, his instinct is to breed, and if there's a mum with cubs, she's not going to be receptive to that. So what the male would do is kill the cubs to bring the female back into season so he can breed with her. So there is that instinct there for a lioness to protect the cubs from the males. And even though Lucifer knows he's dead, she knows he's dead, there's still that it's a male lion. If she was going in with her sisters and that, there wouldn't be this kind of tension. Individual animals, just like individual people, some of them are a bit more stroppier than others, and others are a lot more gentler. But Abby's quite chilled, as is Lucifer. But he's still a male, and she's still, there's still this niggling thing in her mind, you know, it's still a male lion, still got to check the cubs. But when the cubs approach Lucifer and they attack his face and his tail and that, she's fine with it. It's when he comes over to her, she's still a little bit like, hang on a minute, this, I haven't said you're good.
I'm Steve Priestley from Magic 105.4, and that was the latest edition of Wildside. Thanks for listening. There's more Wildside at magic.co.uk/zoo or through your ZSL newsletter. And don't forget, if you've missed any previous editions, they're also available via iTunes. We'll be back next month with a Halloween special. But until then, that's all from Wildside.